You must have enjoyed that training session on that magnificent stadium tonight, Warren.
Yeah, it was good to get down and see it. Good for the boys as well to know what they're going to be playing in, what kind of arena it is. It's a fantastic stadium. You know, it's great for the players, but there was a buzz around the boys tonight in training. You know, they were enjoying training, they were looking sharp. And listen, with a good session tonight, I'm delighted with their attitudes, but, you know, it's all what happens tomorrow night, and if they take that enthusiasm and that attitude into the game, you know, I'm quietly confident that we'll be okay.
It's obviously going to be one of the most difficult games in the club's history, isn't it?
That's huge, but listen, before the first game I said the same, you know, they're a big side, they're a very, very good side. They've got some very good internationals, bar lone players. But, look, you know, we had a game plan, we stuck to it, we got the result at home. But we always know it's going to be a different game away. But sorry about that. One we're looking forward to. And as I said to the boys, go and enjoy it. Go and play football and enjoy it.
You've been getting a lot of good luck and goodwill messages from back home. I think there was one last week from Robbie Fowler and stuff. You know, it really does encourage you, doesn't it?
No, listen, Robbie's got a good friend of mine, a personal friend of mine. And, you know, he's the first on the phone, maybe. I mean, after every game, you know, speak to Robbie 2-3 times a week. And listen, it's great for that to go to and have people like that. You know, I spoke to another personal friend of mine as well, and, you know, he threw me a curveball last night, you know, about my game plans and that there. But, no, I always go to these people for opinions. I like to hear from players who've played at the top. And, you know, having somebody like Robbie and that there, you know, give me a bit of his advice. I'm wishing us all the best. It's good for the boys, it's good for the fans, and you know, something to bounce off.
Sleeping tonight, you must be changing your team lineup, your tactics, over and over again in your sleep tonight, I would imagine.
Yeah, you always do. It's one thing I've made clear to the boys, you know what I mean? It's no one's going to be, you know, guaranteed a place here. It's going to be on merit, and you know, I want to keep them hungry. And you know, I've got to say, even the ones that haven't been playing, they've been absolutely different class. Their attitudes are top drawer. But, you know, I want that week in, week out, putting pressure on each other. And as I said, that, you know, there's a good bunch in there. And, look, you know, you have an idea what your team's going to be, but you just don't know, you know what I mean? Players can get injured, players can fall ill. So, you know what I mean? I don't like to give anything away. And I keep everything close to my chest.
The players have been really relaxed here, but I sense as the match approaches, you know, the focus and the motivation and the determination is really increasing here, isn't it?
No, definitely. You know, we'll come over to prepare, but, you know, with a couple of meetings and just to get the boys, at the end of the day, we're over here to win this game. We're over here to get a result. And, you know, as I said, they're good professionals because, you know, they know what it's about. And they're enjoying training, but, you know, they'll come game tomorrow, they'll have their game heads on them.
The hotel we've been staying in has been first class looking after us, hasn't it?
It's been good. The hotel's been brilliant. The staff's been friendly. The food's been excellent. There's a good atmosphere with the players and around the hotel. And you know, listen, it's, you know, it's experience for some of them. You know, maybe the first time they've been away. And listen, it's a joy. You know what I mean? But you know, we're over here for one thing, and that's to get the right result.
You yourself looked like you were enjoying playing out in that pitch there tonight. You know, you looked about 21 years of age yourself, running about there.
Yeah, I was. You know, I love training, I love playing, and I said at the end of the day, you know, you've got to enjoy it, and I love having a moan. And you know, you get reactions off the players, so to say it's enjoyable, you know.
Great occasion to be involved in, isn't it?
Fantastic. It's a great experience for the players, you know, getting into a stadium like that, 51,000. Cedar, big team over here, but you know, as I say, I'm quietly confident with that bunch. You know, as I've made it clear before, there's a wee bit of a desire and a hunger in there, and you know, I want them to carry that out. Listen, but go and express themselves as well. I always say it, go and enjoy your football and play with a smile on your face.
They're expecting about 10,000 people, so it'll be an intimidating atmosphere as well.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we always know they're a big side, I told you, but at the end of the day, you know what I mean, the pressure's on them, the pressure's not on us. Going into both games, you know, as I say, they're the firm favourites. We were the underdogs, but you know, we got the right result. And I say this to the boys, it's 90 minutes, it's 11v11, so it's one that, you know what I mean, we'll enjoy, and as I say, hopefully come through.
Great interest in this game back home. Everybody's rooting for you, everyone's right behind you. Give it your best shot, do us proud tomorrow night.
No, it's good to have everyone behind us, but you know, you always think, I'm not sure everyone, I'm sure you'll always get your other people at. Never like to see, you know, Linfield do well, but listen, I don't care, you know what I mean? about what other people think. It just sells in concerns about, you know, this football club, the people who follow this football club. And you know what I mean? The support, the fans over there tonight, you know, fantastic. Got to meet the players around the boys. And, you know, fair play to them for coming over and taking their days off work to come and support us.
All the very best for tomorrow night.
Thank you.